to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report, continuing with UrbanSurvival.com posting on their website. The writer writes and says, free lunch. While the Fed's policy sounds superficially reasonable, and it could be argued that it will bail out homeowners who are already seeing their homes repossessed in record numbers, I'll get to that story in a second, the real beneficiaries of the cut will be the financial institutions. The Fed knows full well that had a free market been allowed to prevail, the market would have collapsed just as it did in 1929. What we would have surrounding us would be failed pension plans that we're hip deep in, equities and liar's paper. There would be wiped out pensions, even more massive declines in home ownership, the whole gamut of bad stuff for the economy. Now, all of which would be marvelous if it were to arrive at no cost. Unfortunately, it doesn't. The not very well hidden cost is the quality of life in America continues to decline because the incipient inflation, which, though masked from public view by the very and ostensibly stable economy, the corrosion at the core continues. Now, don't forget, the unemployed are only counted so long as they receive benefits. And the substitution of hamburger for steaks and food prices is well-established economic practice. They're both meat, right? And to compare apples with apples, well, that'd ruin the status quo. To see through the veil of the official dumbness, you will need to start watching the economic indicators that always matter, and that being the commodities. When the economy transitions from nearly crashing to crack-up boom, which gets us back to this morning. Specifically, I expect commodity prices to jump. And two in particular to watch are gold and oil. Now, get a pencil and let's play tracking incipient inflation, the home version. We start with a simple observation. 24 hours ago, the price of gold was $715. This morning, as I penciled out the math, the price of gold was $723. These numbers won't be exact because there will be a bounce around the trading noise. Just notice the number. Gold's up about $8. Next, we look at the Dow, which gained almost 2.5% yesterday. Could it be that percentage gain in stocks is about to equal the percentage gain in gold and maybe oil too, although noisy and trading dampened that a bit as money just got easier and more plentiful? Question mark. 715 gold before the Fed cut times a 1.025 gain would place gold at about $732. My conclusion, gold should be strong as it plays catch up to the upward repricing of equities, driven by more easy money. Now, if my theory holds water, we should read headlines about the price of oil going to new records. And by the way, it already has. Oil prices rise above $82 a barrel on U.S. Fed rate cut, tight crude and gasoline supplies. Same thing happening to the gold and silver market, gold in particular. The $700 barrier was broken, folks, and there ain't no fixing this. Now, the good news is that if you have a 401k plan, while the paper value of the retirement fund may remain stable or even increase, when I look at the incipient inflation, what I see is an M3 rate approaching 15%. The Fed, of course, hid the M3 digidollar or easy money report from sight about a year and a half back, knowing what was coming. No real sound reason, just the magician saying, in effect, not going to let you look up that sleeve. Well, now if the Fed can get enough money pumped into the economy, there's speculation that it will help the hard-hit real estate market. And more on that right after this.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We'll get to your calls here in a moment. Let me finish out this, and it is telling and a different approach, but basically the same information. Hiding a lifestyle crash, a read of history suggests that in an economic depression, in addition to the simple money displacements, which can go hyperinflationary. Weimar, by the way, if you go to this site, urbansurvival.com, there's many examples on there, and it'll give you a pretty good history on the Weimar Republic and why it crashed and how Hitler came into power or George Bush came into power, whichever, which can go hyperinflationary or massively deflationary, like the USA in the 1930 era. The real cost on humans on either track was a downgrade of lifestyles, and that's putting it mildly. Those periods were called hard times with good reason. So as we fast forward to the next couple of months, what we have to be asking is something like this. If there is economic displacement, shenanigans, malinvestments at the same levels as recorded in earlier episodic economic readjustments, what would it feel like or how would it manifest in daily life? If there was neither overt inflation or deflation, lifestyle would likely decline. The cost of goods at the store would go through the roof, but the purchasing power of consumers slowly ratchet down because the problem of bankers is now global. Namely, How do they get their interest? The Fed move is sparking a global rally in stocks and paper assets. Now, the bankers at the international level have opted for global systematic inflation sufficient to maintain the illusion of growth while papering over the official statistics, the fact that we're working ever harder to maintain, quote-unquote, lifestyle. Now, you're going to drive a small car, live in a smaller house, and so forth, because from a financial and resource standpoint, the world can't afford the big ones anymore. Same thing with highways. The government is selling off highways you've already paid for to pad the state government pockets, which is why nationally we're in this new tool road, or he says tool road frenzy. I think that might have to be toll road frenzy, restrictions on travel, etc. Now, that any of this should come as a surprise, because the whole method of the banker class, Uber class and powers that be, is to loan money, push debt on working class. Then in order to be paid interest, they simply print up more money so they can get the free lunch. And in return, the purchasing power of the dollar in the working class hands continues to decline. But it's not a free lunch. When these bankers have to face risk, you might counter, shouldn't they get some compensation for risk? Where is the risk when the Fed bails everyone out or behind-the-scene insiders help rig buyouts? Sorry, I'm not biting. The bottom line is this. You may continue to show a paper gain on investments, but on a purchasing power basis, the top was in the year 2000, and what appears before you is now the Fed's best effort to walk the line between deflationary collapse and hyperinflationary collapse. Now, they may be able to pull it off, but I doubt that. But your purchasing power will suffer, and your quality of life seems to be likely to continue to fall, as what's now only 4.8 cents of purchasing power on the original pre-Fed U.S. dollar is set up to be hollowed out again. And I'll disagree with the 4.8 cents. That's what they're saying the unemployment rate is in this country. It's actually 2 to 3 cents, folks. It's lost. That's right. The purchasing power, the value of the dollar, has lost 97% to 98%, 80% of which since the 1960s alone. Now, you'll also need to temper your view of bankers when you read things like Alan Greenspan's book by the Federal Reserve's own calculator. What cost $100 when Greenspan took over the Fed was pushing $180 when he left. Greenspan presided over roughly having the purchasing, cutting in half, the purchasing power of the dollar. Now, I think that's an all-time record for any Fed chair. A better book entitled might have been I Halved the Dollar. And you wonder why I call them banksters. My commodity broker called this morning to congratulate me on buying a March 8th corn option a week or two back. Yes, the Fed has almost ensured that I will make money off of those. Same with my gold and silver calls, it seems. Oh, well, I guess the way to play this casino is to bet with the house. So, folks, what we're facing here, is what Alan Greenspan euphemistically called the froth. Didn't want to use the term bubble in regard to the subprime mortgage loans bubbling and bursting. The derivatives out there, see, nobody can track how much money is out there and who wants to own up to it. The banks don't even want to loan other banks money because they don't know what is on their books and how bad a shape that they're in. Hedge funds include that also. High fuel costs. They're hinting, folks, and I said this last year, you're going to see oil at $80 a barrel. Don't breathe a sigh of relief. You're seeing a reduction at the pump right now. Why? When the commodity price goes up, don't they still take their profit? Wouldn't it stand to reason if oil is at $82 a barrel, gas should be somewhere between $3.25 and maybe $3.50 a gallon now or more? We were paying over $3 when it was at $70 a barrel. So what's the difference if it goes up $12? I get a 20 to 30 cent reduction at the pump. And again, it's just games. Are you feeling better now? Wall Street boys are cheering. Gas prices that you would have considered absolutely outrageous, now you're breathing a little sigh of relief because now maybe you can feed the kids next week for maybe a day or two. Don't you feel better? Aren't you being conditioned nicely? Don't you feel the relief? The high fuel cost. And folks in manufacturing, take a look at your environment wherever you're at right now. I don't care if you're sitting in your car, in your house, in your office, wherever you're at. Take a look around you. Look at how many things are made out of plastics. Well, what's the main ingredient in making plastics? You got it. Petroleum, oil. What's the cost in transportation? Driving diesel trucks all across this country, polluting the air, and it shouldn't really have been that way. Because you see, we had a neat, nifty little railroad network, and they started dismantling that after World War II. You know, why ship goods coast to coast on the cheapest, most efficient way, with the rolling resistance being the minimal, steel on steel, carrying millions of pounds of stuff at the cheapest way you can? No, let's put it in little box cars. Let's put them on rubber wheels. Let's put fuel in there, and let's burn that up. Makes sense to me, doesn't it? I'm sorry, don't get upset out there, truckers. You're already upset because of the fuel costs. Well, you're working with this situation you've been handed. Everybody's got to eat, right? Well, and to boot all this, now that the Fed has lowered the prime 0.5%, or what they call 50 basis points, this has further weakened the U.S. dollar to the foreigners. Now, here's something else to consider. Taxation in this country. Now, read the lips of the politicians. Oh, we're for tax cuts, we're for tax cuts. You know, if you believe that, the aforementioned on previous programs, bridge in Minnesota, I'd like to sell you. Not including dead bodies, mind you. If you believe that, then you ought to have your head examined by somebody that has eyes to see and ears to hear, preferably. The decline of the dollar, we've got, the Fed has spent us into a total oblivion, the euphemistically called the black hole. The IRS collected $1.2 trillion last year, and not one thin dime, not one copper-washed zinc thing that we call a penny now, went for the running of this country. It's simply servicing the interest on the money that they have borrowed us into that proverbial black hole. A little out of control, way out of control. People telling you the truth? Nah, unemployment's around 5% unemployment rate in this country. Mm-hmm, sure it is. Inflation, oh, geez, it might be running at 2.5%, but that'll come under control. No, it won't. It's running between 11 and 12 right now. And Bob Chapman, which I highly respect, I respect him because, like everybody, he can talk. But when he talks, people listen because his accuracy projections are about 97%. On this program yesterday, he said, I fully expect within a two-year period to see inflation running rampant, maybe up to 25%. It's already almost half of that right now. Almost half. But they're telling you it's 2.5%. Oh, the economy's strong. Yeah, we got a few problems out there. Don't worry, we'll iron them out. And this dimwit that's sitting in the White House announces his grand plan to help about 80,000 plus people out there that have been hurt by this, well, this little mortgage burp out there. But the caveat was that you have to be a qualified buyer. Okay. Well, I guess that would eliminate about 79,999 of the 80,000. Easy credit to people that don't have the ability to pay that back, the principal with interest, is not good, sound economic business. We'll take your phone calls after this break before I blow a 50-amp fuse here. I am so tired of the lies, the deceit, the absolute bokaha that's coming out of the Wall Street Boys, government, and everybody else that's on their payroll. I am thoroughly.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We'll get into the foreclosures. Jumped 80% in August. And this is just the beginning of the... You'll hear the echo of that pop many times over. Let's go to the phones. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
How's it going there, John?
probably the same here in Central Texas as it is in Oklahoma.
Yeah, really. I'm sorry. Let me get my phone out here. You just gave an exposition. You know, when I called in earlier, I thought, well, I'm going to call. You covered so much material. Not only that, but you made me laugh a couple of times. Out loud. Because it's not funny what's going on, but
yeah,
the way you presented it.
I'm just not laughing all the way to the bank myself, my friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it was... Well, let me see. Let me try to gather my thoughts here. It's nice. You know, I better start writing stuff down or something.
Be a good idea.
Because otherwise, I keep forgetting, you know, what it is. But, number one, let's talk about Blackwater Security. If they run them out of Iraq, what are they going to do with them?
start a new war, employ them someplace else? I don't know. I don't know where the heck they all came from in the first place. I didn't have any idea that these security companies were as large as they are.
I didn't either. And these are your and you say they are the classic mercenaries.
They are
bought and paid for, and most people don't remember. You and I are old enough to remember when they had the wars in Africa, when all the colonies became free.
Mm-hmm.
They hired European mercenaries for the different factions and the different African governments because the old colonial systems would not train their people to be officers or to be leaders or whatever. They just used them as cannon fodder. So they had to rely on somebody that had leadership skills. And that's why they hired them back then. But now today, that's not the deal. Now today, they're hired because they can make more money than they could. And I've heard that the special forces have had a problem recruiting people because or keeping people in because they can just walk right out and start making five or ten times what they made.
Yeah, and in answer to my own question that I posed earlier, I know where they came from. They are ex-military. They are ex-special forces, and you're right. They are, I mean, these guys are not stupid. I mean, remember Clinton with giving pay raises to our troops?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that one? Oh, that went over rather well. I mean, people are looking, oh, we got a little pay raise, but we're still beyond or almost below
poverty
level.
Yeah, they still
limit.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a whole deal about that. Now, that's enough about the Now, the only thing I'll say this right quick. The only thing I'm concerned is if Iraq kicks them out, look, if you've got a big corporation, which is obviously under the aegis of our current commander-in-chief and, well, actually the deputy commander-in-chief who is the commander-in-chief. What do you do with them? You ain't going to just put these people out on the streets. They've got a contract. If Iraq stops their contract, I don't believe it's going to happen, but if Iraq severs that contract, so get them out of here, then what are they going to do with them? Well, I know one place they could be used.
Tell me inside the United States.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Read my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now bring them right back here, and they'll have them doing security at federal buildings, or they'll be doing security at this. They'll keep them busy until the time comes.
Well, they're not that high. Number one high on my hit list is UN soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Number two would be private security people.
Yeah. You know, I never could understand how anybody could do that kind of thing. See, my number two thing was, I thought it was about the banks and everything, and I'm trying to think, you know, because you give so much good information on the international banksters. And how what they do is the whole system's been rigged ever since human beings have been on this planet. That's what I would think. I mean, there was a few periods of time where they kind of had some control, but that's just the nature of the way human beings are.
Well, and if you look at the parallels and you look at the timelines that are going on here,
mm-hmm.
We get attacked. We have to have Homeland Security. We have to have getting rid of habeas corpus. We have to make adjustments. We've got to give ourselves permission to snoop on everybody. In other words, everybody in America is under suspicion. We'll tap your phones. We'll get your emails. We'll walk into your house. We'll do whatever we want in order to get the bad guy. That's the assumption, and everybody's a bad guy until you prove yourself innocent, which is the absolute reverse of what we consider sane law.
Right.
Having said that, it is no accident, and I do not believe there's a strong correlation in my mind that bringing in the police state and ratcheting this up globally in time for a global crash. And what have they always said about their order? They will bring the order out of chaos. And I'll tell you what, it is going to be chaotic.
What you're saying, and I'll say this because I hear the music, John, you've got that right on the, you hit that nail on the head, because when they do, that's where the Blackwater people get.
We must take
Well, what did George Bush say? Bring them on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I want to have enough time here to play that clip from these British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, and that's about 7 minutes, and it is on what is going on over in England and still going on. But let me go to Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill. Switch
gears. For everything that you do for the Republic, I just thought that possibly you and your audience would understand and appreciate how fast this thing is going and how very necessary it is for them to be on their phones yelling in these criminals' ears. Your prior caller was mentioning where they're coming. And I just thought maybe right out of the Coeur d'Alene Press, private prisons possible for Idaho. That's today, September 19th.
I guess, hey, we just figured out what we can do with the excess Blackwater person.
Son of a gun.
How about that?
Isn't that just really something? It is so important for your listeners and all patriots throughout the Republic to be on the phones constantly chewing on these criminals and or their employers. It is absolutely tragic what's occurring right before our eyes, and the brainwashing that's occurring. Mr. Clark is, of course, a good Republican from Hayden Lake, and I assume by the story that you had, you know, gone over before in regard to Mr. Meyer, and so much for colleges being a haven for free speech,
right.
That obviously the direction is very well set, and it's right on time. The other thing is, John, if you would have an opportunity, there's a package, very information-laden package that's heading your way, if not losing liberty judiciously. There's also tapes in there in regard to ChemistMagazine.com. It's a classic example of these Nazis at a local level. And Furman has been talking about it on KGA 1510.com or whatever over in Spokane. It's a classic example of the little Nazis at work to the tune of $342 million out of the taxpayers in the Spokane Valley. I was hoping that you would pick up the story and really run with it. It might be an educational opportunity for everybody to see how or why possibly we can intercept them and educate everybody nationally in regard to how they end up with a president that had a father that was a Nazi.
That subject matter has been gone over. By the way, are you sending that information over, explaining the background on what you just mentioned?
It's on tape. That was the only way I could get it there, right. But I've also got photocopy and prior history.
Was that in a brown wrapped, it looked to me to be like a shirt box size box?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it at the house.
Good for you.
All right.
Please. Thank you very much.
Okay, hey, thank you. I appreciate
pleasure.
It. All right, thanks. You know what? I'm going to do this right now. Let me get up here and play the BBC clip. And this has to do with the run on Northern Rock. Coming up here right now.
Hello and welcome. Thousands of Northern Rock savers have queued for hours at branches to empty their accounts. Many more have withdrawn cash via the internet. Despite reassurances from the bank over the safety of their savings, customers...
Wait a minute. It is queued, not queried. Sorry about that, and thanks for the correction. I apologize.
Have now taken out well over £1 billion. Many failed to access online accounts because of the massive demand, and branches were forced to extend opening hours. Our business correspondent, Rory Kathleen Jones, reports.
For 36 hours now, they've been told their money is absolutely safe.
The Bank of England would not have lent us any money if we were in an unstable financial position. It's as simple as that. They would not.
But at branches right across the country, Northern Rock customers have been queuing for hours to take their money out. Everyone from the Bank of England to the Chancellor has been telling them that there's no threat to their savings. But that doesn't appear to have made any impression.
The Chancellor has said, don't panic.
So did the captain of the Titanic. That went down.
I'm not panicking. I'm being totally rational. I'm just moving my money somewhere else.
This is also a crisis for internet banking. Miranda Hall has been trying and failing to get access to her Northern Rock online account since Thursday evening. The bank says its website is now working a bit better, but this customer is having second thoughts about banking online.
I have no means, absolutely no means, at this moment in time of accessing my money. And that, for me, is an uncomfortable place to be. Very uncomfortable, actually.
So what exactly is happening to Northern Rock's deposits? There's £5.6 billion in branch accounts, about £4 billion on the internet, and nearly 10 billion in postal accounts. By last night, around 250 million had been withdrawn from branches, with £750 million gone from online accounts. More withdrawals will be arriving in the post, and of course a lot more money has gone out today. But even in the unlikely event that everyone withdrew their cash, the Bank of England's money should be enough to keep Northern Rock afloat. And tonight, the Chancellor weighed in with more assurance.
I appreciate there have been difficulties with the queues and with the internet, simply because they're not used to dealing with this volume of business in the normal run of events. But the point is, if people want to get their money out, it's there because it is backed by the Bank of England. I authorise the Bank of England to provide that support because I think it's important that we should maintain the stability of our banking system.
Let me stop right here. It is said that Northern Rock has $113 billion in assets, $23 billion on deposit, and a few other billion dollars laying around here or there. If the bank was solvent, why would the Bank of England have to come in and bail them out? Because maybe they don't have the $113 billion in assets. Maybe it's in derivatives. Maybe it's in that bad paper that they have written for home loans and so on and so forth. Think about it, folks.
Those who didn't get through the doors today will be back on Monday morning.
The staff member was about to put her hand up. Is there as a cut-off point? Anyone behind that member of staff, I'm told, will not be able to be served today.
It's shareholders, not savers, who could feel more pain next week. Northern Rock is almost certain to end up in the hands of a bigger bank. But any buyer will only want it at a bargain price. Rory Catherine-Jones, BBC News.
And we've had hundreds of emails from you on the subject. Ian Phillipson from Essex says, I have a Northern Rock mortgage and I'm not worried in the slightest. This is a ridiculous panic created by uninformed journalists and it may end up costing people their jobs and their livelihoods. Lee Brown from Hull says, I'm surprised at the reaction of the public as the feedback has been that your cash is safe. Once again, our media has created mass hysteria. They're at fault for exacerbating the situation.
Sure it is.
David Cole from Tunbridge says it's okay for people to stand on the sidelines and criticize investors as sheep because they're withdrawing their cash, but I can't blame them. I've suffered at the hands of several financial institutions in the past. Good luck to those people. And Raymond Whitehead from Inverness says irresponsible and greedy banking practices worldwide are at the heart of this calamity. Our erstwhile Chancellor, not Northern Rock savers, should be held to account if our economy now slides into recession, which is more than likely. Some of your emails, and you can get much more information, analysis, and advice on the crisis at Northern Rock by logging on to a special web page. It's www, of course, and then .bbc.co.uk/creditcrunch.
Yes, of course. Everybody just calm down. Don't you believe in the government? Don't you believe what they're telling you? Don't you believe what the banks are doing? I'll tell you what needs to happen worldwide to take the major slat out of the globalists that are trying to create the New World Order. Smash their banking system. Hey, now there's an idea. Take that away from them, which they've been having us in servitude and bondage, and cast them into the pits of hell. I'm going to do a little musical interlude. I found this, web guy found this piece of music, and as soon as I find it here on my list, James McMurtry. And we had to delete two expletives out of it. You'll hear a little blip in it. We took out the S with a capital hit, but you'll be able to figure out where it's in the song and the body of the song. And it says, we can't make it here anymore. And I'm going to take this musical interlude to go do some personal business. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign, sitting there by the left turn line, a flag on his wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him, the VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. That big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. You see those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the square, there's a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore. The bar's still open, but man, it's slow. The tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd gets thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. let them eat cake, let them eat whatever it takes. They can join the Air Force or join the Corps if they can't make it here anymore. That's what we got, and if the president wants to admit it or not, you can read it in the paper, read it on the wall, hear it on the wind if you're listening at all. Get out of that limo, look us in the eye, call us on a cell phone, tell us all why. In Dayton, Ohio, or Portland, Maine, or a cotton gin out on the great high plains. It's done closed down, along with the school and the hospital and the swimming pool. Dust devils dance in the noonday heat. There's rats in the alley and trash in the street. Gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here.
No, that's the...
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Isn't this a song about the guy gets by on a jet airplane?
Oh. A lot of people are calling in and wanting to know who that was. Okay, we'll say it again. That is James McMurtry, M-C, capital M-U-R-T-R-Y. And the name of the song is We Can't Make It Here Anymore. And I was in error. It was actually one of our secretaries, Julie, that gave it to my webmaster and computer programmer, Robert, which put it at my request on the site. So all you have to do is go to republicbroadcasting.org. Oh, scroll down on videos at the bottom, and it's about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, about the 20th one down. We've got a huge list of videos up there. You could spend the rest of the evening just going through all the videos that we have posted up there. So at any rate, that's where it's at. By the way, also, we're going to put on the site, if it is not here, let me check the site real quick. My webmaster made this thing up. And this is a flyer. We always like to do flyers that you can download these, take it to your, you know, whatever your Kinko's or wherever the cheapest place is to have it reproduced. And it's an eye grabber. And you are sponsoring your own slavery. And it's done up rather well. Quotes on here, Thomas Jefferson: I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of currency, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of their prosperity until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Can't get any better than that. Next quote on here, Sir Josiah Stamp: if you want to remain slaves of the bankers and pay for the cost of your own slavery, let them continue to create money and control the nation's credit. And that being the nations of the world now. Woody Wilson, old Woodrow Wilson. Yes, I just didn't know in 1913 when I took part in installing the funny money banking system in the country. Oh, I just didn't know what I was doing, but this is what he said. Maybe in his hour of drunkenness or near death, who knows. But this is his quote: our great industrial nation is controlled by a system of credit. Our system of credit is privately concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all our activities are in the hands of a few men who necessarily, by very reason of their own limitations, chill and check and destroy genuine economic freedom. We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and the duress of small groups of dominant men. And then right at the bottom, a few little blips here. The Federal Reserve is a private company. The federal income tax is a direct tax, unapportioned tax on your labor. The money collected through the federal income tax goes to the Federal Reserve bankers. The money is given to the bankers as a payment on the interest we incur for every printed dollar we borrow. The international bankers robbed the entire nation of its wealth and forcefully replaced it with worthless paper. If it's not on the website, it will be there tomorrow. Print this thing out and post it all over every place, folks. It's fun. It's fun to snap the sleeping public into a state of awareness. It's fun. Try it. We've got to recruit a lot of educated people in short order, because what they're planning on is